Let's go. All right. Hi, everybody. My name is Manoj Ramnani, founder and CEO of Sales Intel, and welcome to Sales Intel's Series 2 podcast, The Pipeline Pioneers, where our objective, our goal is to learn from the experts and the practitioners as to how to build the most optimal pipeline for your business. As we know, pipeline is the heart and blood of any organization, and building pipeline takes a village. Right? It takes a village to come together, from BDRs to AE to marketing to executives, to build a pipeline that ultimately converts into revenue. Today, I'm excited to have Tim Hillison with me. Tim, welcome to the board.
Hi, Manoj. How are you? My name is Tim Hillison, founder and CMO of Entry Point One, and it's great to be here.
Well, Tim, to kick things off, why don't you give a quick intro about your organization and how in your capacity, you help influence the pipeline for your business. Start with the focus of ICP, right? Defining the ICP and building the pipeline within that ICP.
So, Tim Hillison, 25 years of marketing strategy and GTM experience. My business, Entry Point One, we help engineering-led startups and mid-market scale-ups, and how we help them with their ICP is by really helping them understand how to define it. You know, according to Stage 2 Capital in 2024, only 46% of GTM teams understood their ICP across the entire organization.
Wow.
And what we had seen, Manoj, was that, you know, ICP a lot of times lived in a department. Today, you know, GTM is a team sport. It must live across the GTM team, right? And we help people build that by working across product, sales, marketing, customer success, enablement, and RevOps. And there's one ICP. And, you know, it's really funny because we used to say, hey, if you talk to sales and, you know, if you talk to 10 salespeople, would you get 10 different stories? It's the same way with the GTM team, right? If you ask them who your ICP is, do you get one story or do you get 10?
Right?
And that's really where we help them nail it down from, you know, the demographics, the psychographics, the technographics that Sales Intel provides, all of these different components and dimensions that show us who we need to work with, why we need to work with them. And then we help them segment those down into tiering.
Love it. Love it. So you truly embrace the data-driven methodology to help build or help refine the ICP.
It's one of the most exciting things going on today. And, you know, with all of the AI going on too, you know, there's a lot of ways that we can help people sell better. But remember too, like 75% of salespeople, B2B salespeople, missed the forecast and missed their numbers last year. And it has to do with changing buying behavior. And, you know, Carrie Cunningham of Sixth Sense has told us, you know, about how people buy, and Gartner tells us, you know, look, people don't want to talk to your salespeople right away. And so marketing is fundamental in being that multiplier for sales. But sales needs to understand who that ICP is so that we're on the same page. We're creating that context. They're closing that context.
This is great. So you mentioned AI. AI is everywhere. It's progressing at such a rapid pace. It's hard to keep up with it. When you look at the pipeline generation, right, top of the funnel, which areas or which phases of pipeline generation do you think are ripe for AI, or where you're already seeing your customers using AI productively?
Right. Well, we see a lot. So, you know, I mean, I think that you are very clear to say that it's, you know, the pace of change and the evolution is amazing. What we're seeing is, you know, 87% of marketers are using AI. 19% are clear, though, right? According to marketing profs. And that is crazy. So where we're seeing it is, one, in how we can use AI to build synthetic data sets and then test rapidly in expansion. The biggest use case of all time is in content development. Again, let's go back and say without that ICP, you are developing content that is non-resonant. And what we're seeing a lot too with the AI SDR is you're getting pinged and it's just not correct because there's no human in the loop. Yep. And so, you know, where we see a lot of AI and how we advise our customers is it's not only about the motions, the GTM motions or the strategies that we're going to follow, whether it's, you know, ABX or the new form of ABM, inbound, outbound, all of those good things. It's also about the data enrichment, right? How we're going to use a Clay, a sales intel, you know, these different vendors and create that picture for us and mine those signals. And also, what does the automation look like? How are we going to have these workflows? Because before in the day, and we, those of us who are veterans in building pipeline, you know, Marketo would give us a very rigid workflow that was hard for the team to get around, right? Now we can actually build them for the context of our customer and our ICP and test and iterate in real time. And this is where AI gets super exciting. And as you can tell, we're quite AI forward. And so, you know, we're like little kids in a candy store, Manoj.
Yep. And take it to the next level, Tim. Pretty soon, these AI agents will become autonomous, right? Where they're becoming intelligent with every interaction that they monitor.
Which is amazing. And that is why, again, you know, back to your root question, if you are focused on the wrong ICP, and ICP is dynamic, right? I mean, and so, you know, it's something that's being constantly updated. But if you're not mining those first party, second party, which is partner, right? Third party, which is outside of your organization signals, right? And you don't have your ecosystem as a way to understand and train your GTM team around that, you're missing out. And I would say that one of the really cool things about AI and signals and workflows together is that now you can technically map all of your, you know, total relevant market to your CRM, whereas before that was impossible. And now you can create signals-based campaigns that can really help move the needle, specifically when things are stuck. And, you know, there's nothing more important on the GTM team as marketing having sales is back and sales understanding what marketing is doing.
I couldn't agree more. Well, you define the ICP, you're using all the AI tools to make your teams more productive. Where are you investing? So let me switch the gears here and share my screen. I would love to play the 100 penny game with you. You know the drill from the season one. We have changed channels a little bit here, Tim, but the concept is the same, right? Growth comes from multiple channels. You know, you have to put investment into sales, in marketing, community, partnership, but the responsibility of the go-to-market leader, the success and the failure depends upon how accurately do they put the investment across these different channels, right? How would you put these 100 pennies, or how would you advise your customers to put these 100 pennies across different channels to build a pipeline that ultimately converts into revenue?
I love this game, Manoj. There's, I'm going to look, I was thinking about how I would do it based on all of our different clients this year, which are varied, right? From fintech to health tech to life sciences. One of the key things that I would do is invest in content, right? Organic content. And the reason is because we need to feed the Gen AI LLMs so that we're found, right? You know, whether that is in marketing, sales, or product, you know, I would definitely I would say, let's just call it marketing. I would put 20 pennies there. I think that when you're talking about partnership, I would also put 20 pennies in. I think that, you know, still what we've seen is the ecosystem sale, the reach, the trust. I think that when we talk about events, I would put 20 in there as well. Whoops.
Here we go, 20 in events.
Right? We're seeing that a lot. With say now, I would say sales, put one.
Okay.
Okay, and that's going to be really a lot around enablement
Yeah.
for both our customer and our partner, right? And then we've got also product, right? Which I want one, which is sales and partner as well. And then I am going to split the others in between customer and social, and I'll tell you why.
No, I love your well-diversified investment portfolio here.
The reason is because we need to make sure that we are keeping touching the people that are going to build momentum. For instance, businesses are buying more and more from companies who sell to businesses like them. You know, having those testimonials, those videos, right, of the customers is key. And that's why I'd put it there. And then social as well. Not only, that community look, which I think that a lot of companies are headed towards, but also to really helping them understand why and what they're doing to help solve the customer problems.
That's great. Talk to me more about founder-led growth, which we are hearing a lot. What's your take on that, and why did you decide that, you know what, let's leave the founder alone?
You know, the reason that it's always in the mix anyway. I didn't specifically call it out. Obviously, and I do serve a number of early stage startups where the founder has just an amazingly magnetic personality, and they're going to speak at events and they're going to do things. I think that the key that I'm seeing is things are moving so quickly that regardless of the PR, that you got to get that sales team involved quickly. And if it's just founder led and it's all the founder, then the sales team is going to have a lot more difficult time in closing those sales, right? Because you can't just multiply or clone the founder across all of these different deals.
And I couldn't agree more with you. You know, at some point, the teams have to make the transition from founder-led growth to now let's just grow the business using the traditional, sales marketing methodologies. All right, so let's take a look. Let's take a look at what the community, where the community has invested their pennies, right? And I'm gonna overlay your
Oh, I
data,
love this.
right? When you look at this comparison, what surprises you?
Well, I think that it has to do with the context of the businesses, right? I mean, I work with a lot more technology-based businesses, and so, you'll start seeing a lot more product-led, right? Because, we all know about Cursor, right? The first company who reached 100 million ARR in less than a year, right? And so we're starting to see with these AI startups a lot more developer-led services. Sales-led, still important as we make that transition. Marketing led, again, content, but good content. I think that customer led, I'm not, I can see if there are more customer facing segments. Events are still key. We are finding that, you can go and you can send hundreds of emails, go and meet people face
Game
to
changer, yep.
face.
It's a
And
game
that
changer.
is going to make the whole difference. And so what we see across our portfolio is it makes more sense for our businesses, but that was super interesting.
Awesome. Well, Tim, thank you so much for joining. You have shared so much of wisdom with the community. I'm sure everybody's gonna appreciate it. Thank you,
Well,
Tim.
thank you, Manoj. It was great to see you. Thanks for having me.
All as always, great to see you, Tim.